Hello, this is Dr. John Lanoue. You know, I've led a lot of people to pray the prayer of salvation, asking Christ to be their Lord and Savior. And they hear the word Savior, but they don't hear the word Lord so much. And that's a problem, because in Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, it says that to set your mind on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Did you hear that? Die. That's right. It's to being saved is like joining the Marines. When you pray, that's free. But then it's your whole life is involved. You're committed to serving Him in every way that He asks you to. And that's the important thing. So many people have heard the word saved, be my Savior, and they think they have fire insurance, when really the truth is, man, they need to get, their whole life has to change at that point to start searching for God and for God's ways, for reading the Word of God, attending a church and being with God's people. All sorts of things like that need to occur. Your life is changing. It has to change. That's what the being saved is all about. So the rest of the story is that when you come to Christ, you die. Now, the plan of salvation in Romans is Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In Romans 6:23, where it tells us that we've sinned, and therefore we're worthy of death, actually. And then in Romans 10:19, Romans 10, down through verse 9 and 10, it tells us that we need to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and then we need to confess it publicly. And that confession publicly means it's a life change in the world, not just with your mouth, but the whole life change. And so many people, I'm afraid, have misunderstood and thought if I say the magic words, I'm okay. Well, it's not the magic word. It's the life change that follows those magic words. Oh, just know that God loves you enough to send His Son. He loves you enough. And to set you free. Oh, my, what a God. And all this is done through His grace. There are three important words. Justice is getting what you deserve. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. But then when it comes to grace, that's getting what you don't deserve. You didn't deserve to be saved. You didn't deserve to be called a child of God with your sin. And yet, He's willing to take you into the family and make you one of His own. Folks, I came to this realization when I was 16 years old. And God has been in charge of my life ever since. I was working in the foundry when I was 18 years old. I worked through high school and afternoons, you know, in summer. And one day I told my boss, I said, I think God's called me to preach. He said, no, John. What's the matter? I said, well, it bothers me. I don't want to. Wants you to be. That's why you were created. To serve Him, to do what He wants you to do, that you may glorify Him. I thought, He is God, and I better do what He wants me to do. I had a bad stuttering problem that I developed when I was 4 years old, when my dad left the home. And I preached my first sermon in a rescue mission in Beaumont, Texas. It's in the red light district. That may not mean a lot nowadays, but that red light meant a lot in those days. It's where the prostitutes and dopers and all the alcoholics hung out, the homeless. I was, my job was to bring a message, my first one. I was so excited. I stood up to preach, and then I realized that those men in front of me were looking past me to a hot shower, supper, and a bed, and I was in their way. Oh, my goodness. I got so shook up. I think I probably left the prodigal son in the pig pen. I don't know. But anyway, when I got through, I went out to the car with the Charlotte. I did. She said, "You didn't stutter when you preached, did you?" I said, "No, I didn't." She said, "I think God's trying to send me something." See, folks, it's important. He will equip you to do what he wants you to do. You say, "Well, I'm not prepared." He'll prepare you. "Well, I don't know what to do." He will show you. Please, trust him. Trust him. That is so important. May God bless you with this. If you need help, call 7-8-8-0-9. And I'll visit with you as friend to friend. God bless you. Bye-bye.